Let's go.
I don't know what pains me more, the fact that you're delaying this for social media, or the fact that you're delaying it so much due to your age and your inequality or inadaptability to technology, which takes you so long to do it.
Let me tell you something. I got my first email address, Hotmail, you may have heard of it.
What was it? What was it?
99.
What was it? There's nothing says embarrassment like your first email address.
JRJMC at Hotmail.
Oh, really? Oh. You know what mine was? Swish_swish_swish at Hotmail.com. Because I used to play ball.
Oh, no, you did not.
Did. National level basketball in England. National level basketball in England.
With zero way to prove it. I played nationally for Canada.
Mom, did I play basketball?
No, that's it here.
Okay.
No.
Welcome to Couch Conversations. You're phoning someone. Who is this?
Simon.
Oh, good night. This is all staged, just for the record. Completely ridiculous.
1000%.
He's got better things to do, much better things to do. Okay, he's not gonna pick up.
Wow.
On the screen, as usual. That
backfired. Anyway, welcome back to Couch Confessions.
Episode 3.
Oh, here we go. Simon, how are you?
Good, mate, how are you doing?
Good, quick question for you. Jay doesn't believe that I used to play national level basketball back in England.
Oh, really? Sure, you still have pictures and stuff and videos from that.
I can't remember, but he won't believe me, so I called you to obviously back this up.
Yeah, Jay, unfortunately, and you know me better than anyone, would happily put Ben back in his place. But unfortunately on this one, it is actually true.
Thank you. We're actually in the middle of recording a video, so this call has been recorded. I'm going to assume that you're okay with that, but on that note, I have to say goodbye and I'll call you back when we're done. Thank you.
Alright,
take care. Ta-da,
bye.
Mate. Ta-da.
Bye, mate.
Ah, that was painful.
There we have it. That should be the video. Confessions. Jay was wrong. Forgive me, Benjamin, for I have sinned.
Anyway, episode 4, are we?
3, 4, ages
button. 3, 4, 4. So, other than that, what's been happening?
Real estate has significantly slowed down.
Significant? I don't know if I'd use that word. It's still on the same trajectory, which is a slow,
which is called
a slow burn. And the other side of that double-edged sword that we're dealing with right now is
any danger? Are you putting that on silent?
Is that there's no inventory coming to market. So there's nothing out there for anyone to buy, which traditionally would create a very strong market for the sellers. Now, it's still a strong-ish seller's market, but we've never seen this before.
Nope.
It's very strange out there.
It's a strange market out there, that's for sure. What else is new? The COVID vaccine, the second one, wiped me out completely.
It's because you're soft.
No.
Most adults I have met were fine from it, except you.
No. It completely wiped me out for like days. I could barely do anything. It was like...
I remember you called in sick.
That's... Yeah. And in fairness, you did speak to other people who said they'd gone through the exact same symptoms
as well.
That's
made up. That's not true.
So that was that. We're now kind of-ish back. No, we're not back in lockdowns. There's masks now.
Mask mandates starting today. Under 24 hours notice. Inside, we should have a mask on right now.
We're inside an individual property, so we're okay. But we do have masks for common areas.
As usual, yes.
And now people are mandated to be vaccinated after September 13th to attend
restaurants,
sporting indoors, events. Patios, sporting events, weddings.
Your wedding, October something.
Yeah, she has less than 2 months to run. And she hasn't done so yet, so all is well. There's still time, though. There's still time to run for the hills. And the heat is not as bad. It's still hot, but the heat is not as bad.
Summer's toning down, coming to an end, slowly but surely. What else?
Well, there's an election.
I can't talk about that.
There's the election.
I can't talk about that.
I've seen a lot of controversial stuff on social media. This is the time that I try and turn off of social media.
I'll let you discuss that with yourself. I can't talk about the election.
Discuss it with myself.
It's coming, and it'll be interesting.
I can't
leave that at that.
What? I can't vote. I can't do anything.
I know, because you're not one of us.
Almost. Almost.
It'll never happen.
I am waiting. It says everything else is completed. I am waiting for my oath ceremony.
No literature will change the facts, my friend. But you can go through the little dog and pony show all you want.
I'm not even going to go down this route. But back to the market. Yes, Kate, drastic may have been the wrong phrase to it, but it's still, it's trending in the same way. Fall is coming, though.
September, I have high hopes for.
Yep.
September is going to bring us listings. This is my scientist.
I don't want to know what that was. That's horrendous.
You know when scientists are like, I figured it out.
That's like Mr. Burns from The Simpsons.
That too. September, I feel it in my soul, is going to bring us listings.
Yep.
It's going to change things. And it's just going to ramp that activity back up. I don't think it's going to do anything to prices, but I think the activity is going to rise again.
Yeah, things are going to start moving again. So if you're sellers and you've been on the market, hang in there. Oh, another important note.
The market's coming.
Another important note, Mankles is still going strong.
I told you not to bring this up again.
OnlyFans have confirmed that they will be banning explicit content. Turns out ankles are not deemed as explicit content. I wonder what deems that as explicit content. Like, if I was pulling the sock down to here.
This brings no value to anyone. However, OnlyFans, I did see, is now reneging on that.
Oh,
they
really?
Were apparently being pressured by the banks remove explicit content. Now they've said they are no longer removing explicit content.
So they've gone back on it?
They've gone back on it.
The bank? Why the banks?
I didn't read the details. I just headline read the OnlyFans details. You are the only one that goes into the fine print of OnlyFans. You're an account holder, for God's sakes, now.
Mankles.
So you say.
Mankles doesn't birth itself. It's there's yet to be a subscriber, but there's also yet to be content. But when there is content,
let's leave it at that.
I'm telling you, $13.99 US dollars.
Anyway, what else has happened this last month?
Seems like a bit of a dull-ish month.
You had your thing that you were ranting and raving about happening in the grocery store. Go on.
Oh, of course. How could I forget this?
I don't know. You haven't shut up about it all month.
Literally, it happened on Saturday, and today is Wednesday. So
it feels like it's been a month. You have gone into it so many times.
Somebody for the first time came up to me, and I've had
this before, so I'm just going to leave this new experience to you.
Okay, that's not a realtor. I've had realtors come up to us before, but I had somebody come up to us in Save on Foods while I was looking for curry leaves.
And what are curry leaves?
You're an idiot? Like,
I've never heard of curry leaves.
Curry leaves, they're a spice.
Never heard of it. Who is us?
Okay, well, it was me. But I refer to us when it's talking about the business. Anyway, lady came up to me while I was looking for curry leaves. Shout out to Maria. Thank you for making yourself known. And she came up and she recognized me from the YouTube channel. And she said that she was a fan, a subscriber, and we're doing good work. So thank you very much. That's highly appreciated.
If that's true and you're watching, thank you.
Yeah, it's happened to me, it has not happened to you, so therefore I think that says everything.
Clearly I'm part of that reference.
No.
I'm what you call the anchor of the video, if you will.
No, you're that person who...
The bow of the ship, if you will.
No, see, the thing is I'm averagely exciting, but because of your dull and consistent tone of slight disappointment in everything that you do, it makes me look a lot more lovable and secure.
You're welcome.
So, yes.
This is me just trying to put you on a pedestal. That's it. Just trying
to the biggest
help
lie.
Help out the next generation.
The biggest lie of all time, the amount of scheming that you do texting my fiance, trying to get me in trouble, is you quite literally doing the opposite of putting me on a pedestal.
I'm just trying.
If anything, you put me in the firing line.
I'm just trying to do what I can for the next generation. That's all. Just trying to give back.
No.
I'm glad that experience has happened to you, if this is a true story.
Yeah.
And that you, assisted by me, of course, were able to experience that.
Okay.
good work. My woman got you those socks, I'd just like to highlight. And
I'm not even a fan of Harry and Meghan.
Well, I was gonna say, did you watch the documentary 2 months ago? And what are your thoughts on it all?
The Oprah interview?
In 5 seconds, yeah. Actually, it's probably too controversial. I'm not gonna need an answer for that.
There's obviously things that go on behind closed doors. How much of it is true? Don't know.
No one will know.
Never gonna know. Again, are there issues with families? Wherever you go.
Horribly resembling
them. You know they've got a new Spotify deal though, right? They've got a Spotify deal, and Harry is apparently coming out with a tell-all, and the latest I've heard is the royal family are instructing lawyers to see what they can do about it, I guess.
You're watching domestic news again?
Back to the motherland? People's Magazine is nothing but facts, I will have you know.
You buy People Magazine?
No, I'm one of those cheap people who, when I'm lining up to pay for my groceries, I read the front page. And obviously front page news is nothing but facts, quite clearly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay.
So that's been my life. So I've had a pretty highlighted, pretty exciting August. What have you done? Absolutely nothing other than fight with your family as to why you're not getting a dog and the renovation hasn't taken place yet.
Thanks for bringing that up. I'm glad my wife does not watch the show.
I'll be telling her.
I'm sure you will. Although I love animals, I don't want the responsibility. I have enough on my plate. I have to deal with you, and I have to deal with the market.
Wow.
That's it. I don't want any more responsibility. I can't handle anymore.
I'm just the gift that keeps on giving to your life.
So you keep telling me, but that's not the experience of you, okay?
Wow. Wow, okay. We're gonna...
That's it.
We're gonna go there, hey?
That's why. Yeah, I am. What else happened this month? What's it called? 11th Avenue completed. That was nice. Burnaby, just watched the video. They're happy. That's positive.
Well, thank you for that.
I'm just riddling
massively
off
descriptive detail. Yeah.
What has gone on this month? And we started the new segment this month for the renovations of Vancouver.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's really cool. We're going to, for those of you who haven't seen any of the videos yet, watch them. But we're also going to be going through some of the, as you mentioned, best renovated homes in Vancouver, showing you the before and afters as well. We've got a couple recorded now. And our second one is going to be coming out next month.
Where we're sitting in right now.
203-189 National Avenue. I'm not trying to market this place.
Amazing work.
And this one, but yep, they're really cool. So that's a new thing.
That's exciting. And that's all I got.
Yeah, I dressed up for this video because
it's about goddamn time. Thank you for giving the people the respect they deserve. They don't want to watch you sitting here like you're slumped over at your home.
Okay? Well, do you know what I noticed the other day in watching some of our videos back? I don't watch many of them because I hate watching myself
on TV. Don't
lie, you watch
them to go to bed at night.
No, if I put them on like too late, it's usually my missus being like, "Can you turn that shit off?" No. But I've lost weight, and so now my trousers are too big. Look, don't say just because you know you need to, and that brings a negative feeling to you. Don't express your pitiful self on me. Be happy for what I'm trying to do. No, I don't need that. I don't stop. I don't need that. It's making it worse. I'm actually 172 pounds as of today, and I started off at 179 pounds.
Seven big ones. Okay.
Seven big ones, yeah. And now, so much so that my missus actually said to me the other day, like, your tux is actually going to be made to your size, right?
What was she getting at?
That I'm not, like, my clothes are obviously now baggy. And I look like I'm like vanilla ice.
That's a little extreme, but...
Wearing MC Hammer pants.
Very extreme.
The fact that I just called them pants is horrible. Just...
What are you...
Trousers. Oh, me trousers.
What are you, dudes? They're pants. That is what it is.
Awful attempt at my accent once again. That's the Australian side
exactly
of it.
Exactly what
out.
You sound like. No. You're about to blow the seam on those. It's fine. You'll live.
No.
That's it.
That's it. I think we need to cut it off there. I think this is getting too much.
Thank you again for Coach Conversations August edition. See, we're in national. That was a national thing. Same as yesterday.
This stove. Just cut it off here. Cut it off.
See you later.
We'll see you next time.